Welcome into the AU Radio Comics Corner.
I think you never outgrow your love of these stories.
A weekly look at new and upcoming comic book releases.
I loved anything that was imaginative, that was high concept, that was a little bit bigger than life.
Join us.
You guys are great.
Pull up a beanbag chair, settle in, and thumb through this week's issues with George and Travis.
Purveyors of entertainment, we hope.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome on down to the Comics Corner podcast, which has decided arbitrarily to feature the Caterpillar Cafe. Caterpillar Cafe. I am doing so well today.
You just said that.
Nailed Caterpillar it. Cafe. Oh, I like that.
I'm going to head on down to the cafe.
Down to the cafe. Anyways, hey, welcome on down.
We've got a cappuccino.
There you go. Travis, Corey, how you doing?
Well, I am Augustus Clementine.
Ah, oh, very nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
Doing quite well. Oh, okay. Capitan.
Capitan.
And a fond hello to Sean, who is here in the room with us today. He's a friend of the podcast.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, he's that guy that usually does my job down there.
I like that you have the... Just like, I've got literally nothing happening right this second. Give me stuff to do.
Like the bag and board fairy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Travis puts his tooth under a pillow and then 100 bags and boards are made.
But he's only got 4 left.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it's a rough position to be in, but we appreciate it.
So Ian's daughter, Kaylee, lost one of her teeth this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess there was a... expecting of a note from the tooth fairy along with money.
Okay.
Oh.
And someone was like, hey, what should I write on here? And I was like, I trade you this money for your bones.
Accurate. Accurate.
This here is $5 for your face bone.
I love it.
$5, dang. I was about to say inflation, man.
No joke.
Dude, kids, they don't even get out of bed for less than $5.
This is true.
So comics.
Yeah. we're not doing an entire episode on Tooth Fairy?
Either? No, that's Underground Files. You guys got to wait until Friday.
Okay.
So starting off with the traditional triple shot of X-Men comics that has become the commonplace in Marvel.
Every week.
And there are sighs from some. I'm really enjoying these.
They promised.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't going to just...
Oh, just
do exactly what they did.
Just wait. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But okay. While we're here in the meantime, when we have 3 books a week instead of like 10, New Mutants, X-Force and Fallen Angels number 3s all in their 3rd issue came out.
All books I'm behind on. So I didn't read any of these this week.
So I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about the New Mutants. I am liking it way more than I thought I would. They have an artist on this book by the name of Flaviano.
Flaviano.
The single name. So
He's just Flaviano?
Flaviano. And
don't church it up. It's Flavorino.
Okay, there you go.
Is that Flavor Flav's cousin?
Yes. Yes, can confirm. Ed
Doppelganger.
Yes.
Penny Flavorino.
Ed Breeson is writing this one, and it's really good. Like, I never read New Mutants way back in the day, but I am really enjoying this. And I don't even know any of the characters except for Glob, who is like this like amorphous blob that you can see his internal guts and organs, and like even his eye stalks go from his skull to his eyes.
Gross.
It's really gross, but he's kind of cute.
Okay, I can accept that.
And then Armor is the other one that I know from this one, who is a relatively recent character, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm okay. Not familiar with either one of them.
But she wears like Green Lantern style like construct armor.
Oh, cool.
And it's just been a really fun story so far. X-Force also out this week. Quickly getting rid of the Xavier's dead worry because he's back.
Spoilers.
I mean, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. And then Fallen Angels is also really good, and it's only focusing, at least in this issue, on Psylocke, X-23, and Cable, but like young Cable, so like whatever they call him, like Nathan Summers.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, yes, thank you. Got it. Moving on from X-Men, there was also 2099 stuff out this week. We had the Spider-Man one-shot.
Which I actually read when I got home.
Did you like it?
I did. It's... The flavor is slightly different than the original 2099 run, but not enough to like really distract you from what's going on. But I really enjoyed it.
This was a beefy story.
Yeah.
It was a lot of content in one comic. So yeah, I really like that one. And it's also being written by Nick Spencer, who is the main Spider-Man writer right now. So this is definitely close to the center of the event.
Yeah. You're also a big Nick Spencer fan, though.
I am. I like Nick Spencer a lot.
Yeah.
And then Chip Zdarsky this week wrote the Doctor Doom, the Doom 2099 one-shot.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, I need to read that.
And
I saw a great tweet from him yesterday where he was tweeting this super controversial idea about if he wrote Batman, he would make him fight like a just an off-the-wall villain like the Joker.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's known for those splashy takes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was all I had for Marvel, but yeah, good old Chip. I love that guy so much.
Yeah, he seems to have a pretty cool sense of humor.
He's also Canadian.
Oh, well, I don't like him anymore.
Oh, come on. All right, go on, sorry.
We had the Agents of Wakanda.
Okay.
Also came out.
Right on.
Had all kinds of captains. Captain America.
Captain Marvel.
And Captain Marvel leading up to the star that is spinning out of the recent.
Oh, the character named Star. Okay, cool.
Which I think it was Tim Seeley that also has a character named Star. No, it was somebody else. Who is that?
I don't remember.
Like an image character named Star. And they were like, come on, Marvel, I thought we were friends.
Well, is that one of the Youngbloods?
I don't recall.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's a really, I mean, it's that name. Like, are we really good? Well, we already got a character named Bill. We can't do another one.
Well, dude, we called dibs.
He was doing it in a humorly fashion.
No, I get that. I get that.
Fair enough.
Doom 2099 was also out from that whole thing. Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Right on.
There was Symbiote Spider-Man.
Which I feel like that's a sequel to the last run that they did, because they did a 5-issue run and now they're doing it with Alien Invasion.
Alien Reality?
Okay. They're doing a sequel.
Alien Reality, yeah.
There we go.
All kinds of cool stuff.
If you're a Spider-Man fan with deep pockets, you have a lot going on right now.
Indeed. What else did you read?
Hopping over to DC, there was a one-shot that I could not possibly have had time to read last night with everything else that I read. And I'm also kind of behind. Surprise, surprise. But The Dark Knight Returns, The Golden Child, which is a one-shot follow-up to the Master Race, Dark Knight 3.
That thing looks so good.
My God. It's Raphael Grandpa, who's the guy that did the Mesmo delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
And he's done some other stuff in the past, but holy crap, this is a gorgeous book. Like, it just looks really, really good. Even if you're not a huge fan of Frank Miller's more recent stuff, this is worth at least seeing what the artwork is like.
It's worth it just for the art.
Right,
I don't even care about the story. I think right. It's great.
I can't say whether or not I get, like, I haven't read a lot of recent Frank Miller.
I liked the Superman year one. It was kind of weird in that Frank Miller-esque kind of, like, did you need to go there, old man? But at the same time, it was still a fun story.
Okay.
Like, there was some, anyways, I'm not going to get into it. But, you know, it is what it is. I've enjoyed as much as I have, you know, been a little meh on. Also Batman, we had Curse of the White Knight, book 5.
Ooh, good.
Which I can't remember if this one is going to 6 or 8.
8.
Is it 8? Okay, so we've got a little ways left. We're in the back half.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. And I don't want to say anything because they're really deep into the story and there are probably people out there that still haven't read the regular White Knight and Before the Curse.
Yeah, you should.
Which is me.
You haven't read White Knight?
I read about half of it and then I got too overwhelmed in all of the Batmans.
Yeah,
I have
which there is a Batman number 8, Batman and the Outsiders is out this week.
With White Knight, it's the wordiest comic I've ever liked.
Yeah. That's fair. Like, that's fair.
There's a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, the content is huge in that book. I mean, and it's crazy because it is just Sean Murphy along with one colorist.
Yeah.
So
he's killing it. It's absolutely amazing. But it's just like, huh, I really enjoyed that. But it was like your wall of ninja history text.
Oh, yeah.
It's just there's a lot of words on the page.
I really loved I liked what I read. I just I just got behind and could never catch up.
Right.
Moving on with more DC, we had From the Hill House, Black Label, The Dollhouse Family, number two.
So this is Joe Hill's line.
Yes.
But not a Joe Hill comic.
This one is by Mike Carey and Peter Gross, who are the same guys who did The Unwritten.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And this one is starting off really strong.
I slept on the first one. I should probably pick it up.
So there's a cursed dollhouse that you can shrink down and go into in this story.
Dope.
And she's starting to realize that through its manipulation of herself, she's going to be able to get do bad things to people that do bad things to her.
Oh, that does sound really good.
It's the really, it's a really, really good start to a story so far. I can't wait to read more.
So Joe Hill's come back into comics with his own label.
Oh, just wait.
I have not been as excited for something since like Cullen Bunn started to catch fire.
Nice. Nice.
Like, you know, horror comics is my very much one of my wheelhouses, and that's, oh dude, I'm excited.
So we'll get to another Joe Hill comic that's not in Hill House in just a bit.
Okay.
Far Sector was also out this week. Far Sector number two, out of the DC Young Animal line, which actually just started saying ages 17 plus on the cover, which is a good thing because they drop an F-bomb in this comic.
Oh, good. Because so, I thought that was a, I thought that Young Animals was a, like, young adult.
It's Gerard Way's line of comics. So they're getting all these little imprints that are curated by certain people. Just like Jinx World. Well, actually, whatever Bendis is doing, the Young Justice.
The Wonder Comics.
Wonder Comics, yeah. So they have Bendis doing
Wonder Comics is the more geared towards the younger audience.
Exactly.
Okay. That's, I mixed those up in my brain.
So there's what, I guess, so just so we can knock them out. There's Wonder Comics curated by Brian Bendis. There's Young Animal curated by Gerard Way. And there's Hill House Comics curated by Joe Hill under the Black Label thing. That's not confusing at all, right, Sean?
I followed that.
Yeah, okay.
Did you?
Not even a little bit, bro.
So, hey, come on down to the shop and, you know, talk shop with us if you want to learn a little more about these things.
Yeah, or teach us because we're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Moving on from DC, I guess there were a couple others to shout out.
We had the Year of the Villain, Harley Villain number one.
It's like an annual
Villain of the Year. That's what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's kind of like, part tying into the, Year of the Villain thing, Villain of the Year, but it's also just her own special and it's probably really silly.
Yeah. Cause that the whole time they were doing the Year of the Villain, she just kept giving Lex the finger.
Didn't
want to have anything to do with it. And then we also had the Harley Quinn Poison Ivy.
We did indeed. And they're in a dino park on the cover. She's gonna need a bigger bat. Oh my god.
Did you see the variants on that?
I didn't know.
They're very Looney Tunes.
Have either of you had a chance to check out the Harley Quinn animated series that dropped?
I have
not yet.
I'm trying to coordinate a bunch of people to watch it at once, and one of them has a drama performance going on. So.
The other two are your cats.
Yeah.
What's that being shown on?
It's on DC.
It's on the DC streaming service.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's why I haven't watched it yet.
It's same.
It's really good.
We also had Ruby number 3 out of 7. From DC.
Man.
Oh, cool.
The covers on those are gorgeous.
They are very cool.
They're so
good.
The
interior art is amazing, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, that's one of Snow's favorite animes. And she's been a fan of it for years and years. And I wasn't super intrigued by it. I was like, okay, whatever. Started reading the comic when I picked it up for her, and now have gone back and watched some of the show, and I like it. It's cool.
Nice. The premise of the show is really cool.
Yeah.
That's all I got for DC.
Where you want to go?
We got some new D&D comics coming out. complete with a variant cover with Minsk's character sheet. How do you say Minsk's? Minsk's?
Minsk.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be close.
Sure. Dungeons & Dragons Infernal Tides number one is out this week.
I missed that one too.
Continuing to be written by the wonderful Jim Zub, who is a delightful person.
Patrick Rothfuss and Jim Zub.
Patrick Rothfuss and Jim Zub. He's not, Patrick Rothfuss isn't on this one.
No, I know, but I like that song.
It's a fun song. Thanks, Jason. Shout out to Jason, our old editor. He would do some really fun little edits and things. So if you haven't listened to early episodes of Comics Corner, you should go back and check them out.
Yep.
The Goon was also out with a really lovely Peanuts homage on the variant cover. Did you see that?
That's right. Misery is a cold wrench.
Yes, indeed. And then jumping over to IDW, this is the other one I was going to mention. Comic called Dying is Easy. From the
That one's on IDW?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I was sure it was going to be a Hill House comic because he's got that whole new thing going, but he must have had a side gig going.
I entered that into the system yesterday, and I didn't even realize.
Nice. So this is about a retired cop turned comedian who has a really kind of scathing sense of humor that doesn't necessarily land. He has a bit of an altercation with one of the comedians in the place that's total plagiarizing, like, schmuck who's, like, stealing jokes from everybody.
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, there you go. and a thing happens at the end of the book which is going to totally escalate everything and flip the table on his situation that he's got going on. And I don't want to explain it too much, but it's a really dark... It's got the black comedy kind of a thing to it where it's like very, very dark, but it's still got that really kind of cutting sense of humor to it.
I am going to have to check that one out.
It's good. It's good. Dying is easy.
Comedy is hard.
Yeah. Yes.
Dying on a comedy stage.
That is the line. Yeah. Dying is easy. Comedy is hard.
We had Betty Page Unbound, number 7.
Yeah.
It's the second chapter of Invasion of the Betty Snatchers.
Which is, what? Dude, the Betty Page comics are so much better than they have any right to be.
Once I started reading that, I'm actually mad that more people aren't reading
it. Yeah, it's like, so good. It's absolute awesome, campy, sci-fi fun. Nice. But around Betty Page. And it's fantastic, which, I mean, so it was like Dave, God, I can't think of his name, did The Rocketeer.
Dave Stewart.
Yeah, Dave Stewart. Yes. And Betty Page was the inspiration for Betty in The Rocketeer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool. So it's like if that hadn't been a separate character, if it had just been Betty Page,
yeah.
And she was off on her side tangent adventures, cool. Is kind of how it feels to me. And I really love that.
Very nice. Over at Boom, we had Something is Killing the Children, number 4. And I love this book so much. The artwork is amazing. It's some of Werther Deladera's best art ever. And James Tinian is killing it with the story, pun intended.
I'm so mad that I'm behind on that.
Stop it.
I know.
Before we jump away from Boom, did you read The Red Mother?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did.
I did too. That was a really good book.
It's a very cool setup.
Yeah.
What is, I'm not even sure what they're doing.
Well, yeah. So it's by Jeremy Hahn and a relatively new artist named Danny Luckert. And it's a very, like, you don't know what's going on at the beginning of the book. And a very mysterious, tragic thing happens to the main character. And she loses an eye. And then she starts to have some weird, like, psychological stuff go on with her eye. Yeah, it's really creepy and crazy, and it's really hard to say what the story's about so far because it's just starting up. And
like psychological, like her remaining eye or the eye that is no longer there?
No, the eye that is no longer there.
Oh.
She gets like a fake replacement, and then by the end of the issue, she starts having some issues with it. And at this point, we're not sure what's going on, but it is scary. And we'll see where that goes.
Starts getting some like phantom sight going on.
Yeah, a little bit. It reminds me a little bit of Gideon Falls for that reason, because there's a little bit of that going on in that comic too. But really, really cool new comic.
Weirdly, it kind of reminded me of Bleach.
Oh, never interesting.
Read Bleach.
Okay. Not to like give anything, I guess that kind of gives something away if you know what Bleach is about.
And then the rest of what I've got today is just Image. So if you got any guys to shout out before we hop over to those guys.
We had, I read a
Image Comics,
a manga that I didn't think I was going to like at all, but really enjoyed it. It was Reincarnated as a Sword.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
One of those weird premises, you know, reborn in another world, but this guy gets reborn as a sword.
Or reincarnated as, sorry, reincarnated as a vending machine. Now I wander the dungeon is another one.
When you said,
I didn't read that one, but I did read this one. And it's pretty good.
Okay.
It centers around, you know, a guy that gets reincarnated as a sword and he wanders the land. And
like, does he have feet?
No, he can float.
Oh, okay.
And he starts taking out monsters and becoming really powerful and then helps free a little slave girl.
I want a manga called That Time I Died and Nothing Happened.
Well, that's something don't
three,
say every
three
day.
Pages.
Yep.
But it was good. And then the other one I read was Gal Gohan.
So Robert was flipping through that one this morning. How was it?
I thought it was pretty funny. It's definitely geared toward the older teens.
Little fan servicey.
Yeah, a little bit fan service, but not this poor cooking teacher that is just kind of bored. I wish I had something to do after school.
I wish I knew how to count to three.
And then this super ditzy girl that's in danger of not graduating unless the principal's just fed up with her. She's like, fine, if you can bring us some cookies, you'll pass. And so she goes and has this dude teach her how to make cookies.
I'd read it.
Yeah. It another one of those weird premises, but it's, you know, it's a fun little cooking manga.
Yeah.
And it's centered around sweets and a ditzy girl.
I'll take it.
Jumping over to Image.
Sure.
Okay. We had from the crazy long creative team of Scott Snyder, Charles Soule, Giuseppe. I love a good Giuseppe.
Oh yeah.
Cameron Coley. And a few other people that I'm not going to list because I don't know what their first names is, and it doesn't do you any good, listener.
Flavorino.
Undiscovered Country, number two. Yes. That's what's called a callback.
Yeah.
doing that really weird story that I can't quite wrap my head around yet, that is of the like the lost decades of the United States of America being shut off from the rest of the world and developing all sorts of crazy crap and monsters. I really don't know a whole lot else about it so far. That's my elevator pitch.
What's the name of it?
Undiscovered Country.
Oh, I thought that was a Star Trek comic. I really did. I didn't even look at it because I thought it was a Star Trek comic.
Huh. Yeah, it does.
It does kind of look like that, yeah.
Well, it's
the title.
Yeah. It's a Star Trek comic. I don't need to. I'm good.
Star Trek did have a one shot out this week.
I did see that.
In the Mirror Universe, but it takes place on Janeway's ship.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's not the word I would regularly use, but.
Make it so would be bad. More?
I'm just not a Trek guy. I mean, like, I like it, but it's fine.
Gideon Falls, number 19, is in the middle of its, I think, its fourth story arc.
That sounds about right.
And it's crazy. If this is a comic that it's
one I slept on and am really regretting.
It's one of my favorite comics to read. It scratches an itch that old comic books used to do a lot. Like Chew is a good example, where every time you open the pages of this book, you've got no guarantees. All bets are off.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen, and it's not a predictable story, so you're just taken on a ride every time.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I see that next one in your pile there.
Did you
read
that? I didn't, no. The artwork looked amazing, but I didn't have time to get to it.
That book being Lucy Clare, Redemption.
I picked that up. I did not get to it, but man, it looks fun.
It's pretty cool. It's set in a world where these werewolves are attacking and killing people, and this one girl goes in and she's like got some kind of wolf hunting lineage, and she takes them all out, but then disappears. Something happens. Everybody thinks that she went crazy and died.
Okay.
And so the wolves are coming back. They think she's gone, and they're like, she's not going to stop us now. And then these kids find her.
You had me at hello. I'm so about it.
And with the art in that book, with that story, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's written and created by the original Rat Queens artist.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's why I recognize the style.
So he ran into a little bit of hot water for some stuff.
Well, I would call it more than that, but yeah.
To my knowledge, that stuff has resolved. I don't know how well it resolved, but it is resolved, and he's back doing comics again, so we'll see. Feel free to look into that if you want to. Otherwise, he's a good artist.
There's not a question about that.
Moving away from the danger zone.
We also had a Rat Queens number 20 out.
Oh, there you go. By a completely different creative team than it used to be by, but it still looks really good.
It's a great comic still.
Yep. We had Trees, The Three Fates, number 4, which is a comic that I really, really got upset that it stopped for like 2 years, but it's back now, so I can be happy again. And then Deadly Class, the 42nd issue, is out this week. So if you were sad that show stopped, the comic is better, even though the show was really good, so read the comic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I thought you said there was another Joe Hill.
That was the Dying is Easy.
Oh, I'm going to have to. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And that was all I got for this week.
You got any?
I have some Star Wars.
Ooh. Cool.
We did a Star Wars. It was a light week for Star Wars. We actually didn't have any single issues drop.
Oh.
But Dr. Aphra Volume 6 came out.
Wait. Dr. Aphra came out this week.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Aphra Volume 6 came out. I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay,
sorry. I'm sure it's in my box.
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to pick it up and read it. I didn't see it on the shelf, so I was like,
Dr. Aphra and Target Vader.
Oh yeah, Target Vader. Okay, but Dr. Aphra Volume 6 came out, and that storyline is so good. So if you're not caught up to current, definitely run out and pick this up. It's super, super good. But the super news that I wanted to drop is Marvel announced a miniseries for March.
Oh.
Called Bounty Hunters.
Oh.
Go on.
It looks like the cover's got some new guy that I'm not particularly familiar with. Boba Fett and Bosk. Running around as like a group, which I think might tie into Target Vader.
Nice.
Which Target Vader is the group of bounty hunters from Empire being hired by the Empire to find Vader.
Yeah.
Who kind of went a little rogue, but not really. He's still being Vader.
After A New Hope, before Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. And so it's pretty stellar, and we're coming up on the end of the Star Wars current core run, which will be be relaunched.
Okay.
And the relaunch will be in the Empire Strikes Back timeline.
Cool.
So, pretty excited about that.
Dark Horse started playing around with that right towards the end with Brian Wood, and that was a really cool run. So
it was so good.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Marvel does with it.
Yeah, again, problematic. Super bummer, Brian Wood.
Yeah,
because I love that guy's work so much. He's written so many of my favorite comics,
and he's kind of a butthead.
Yeah, and so
and using light words there,
right? But it's like his run was absolutely stellar, and I was so excited when they announced it, and then Marvel got Star Wars, and I was like, I'm so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, it's okay, we're gonna give it to Jason Aaron. And I was like, oh, never, it's fine.
Yeah. And for a little bit, fine. and for a hot second, John Cassidy will do the artwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And
I feel like it got better after him, though.
I do too. But I mean, the Kieran Gillen run,
the Darth Vader run.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That is. One of the best Star Wars comics for your money is the Kieran Gillen run of Darth Vader that was running concurrently with the regular Star Wars series that started at the beginning of Marvel's relaunch.
And it's also what birthed Dr. Offer.
It is. Yeah. Yep. So, that's where she came from.
Which is, I mean, next, she's up there, in my opinion, with The Mandalorian as the most new Star Wars character to be introduced in six movies.
It's a hot take.
Yeah. I love her. So,
well, I think that brings us to the end of our corner this week.
Couple of graphics to drop out real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sharky the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, and I got one too.
The Joe Hill comic anthology.
That was mine.
Okay.
it's got like four or five different stories from Joe Hill in one book for like $30. It's like a screaming good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Woo. All right. Well, Corey, thanks, Corey.
I'm glad to be here. My name is August Clementine.
Travis, thanks for recording.
Yeah, certainly.
Certainly.
Sean, pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
You've been listening to AU Radio Comics Corner. Music is provided by Cubby and Bensound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio Podcast is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.
If you'd like to contact the show, follow us on Twitter at @AU_radio, Facebook at AU Radio Podcast, Instagram at AU.radio, or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the shows on AU Radio by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Network. Find us on Patreon as AU Radio at Adventures Underground. You can help us create this podcast and soon several others with as little as $1 a month. Thanks for listening.